broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Good evening and welcome to this radio program, Radio for Patriots by Patriots. We go places other talk shows cannot go. And if you don't believe me, just ask them. They'll acknowledge it. They will acknowledge our superiority in that area. Welcome to the show. We're here every night, as I mentioned, and on Saturday nights we do our local show in Los Angeles as well, but you can join us for that. All of it online at philhendryshow.com, which is our website. It's also where we feature live streaming video of the show every night, our podcasts each and every day, our archives, our news feeds, all of the webisodes that we have, all of our rants. It's all there at philhendryshow.com, so join us for that. Tonight, like every night, we want to mention our affiliate spotlight, right, Jace? Our affiliate spotlight tonight, we're taking a look at West Palm Beach and WBZT. We've been on with those guys for a long time, and another long time, very loyal, great, great affiliate, KJLL in Tucson, The Jolt, and those cats have been with Phil Hendry for, I mean, years, and we appreciate that. They're all courageous broadcasters. Anybody that hangs with us, I can tell you. Our website, philhendryshow.com. Now, I want to tell you about a contest that we're running here, and it has to do with the Google satellite pictures. And this is not just any contest where, you know, next week we're going to announce a winner. It's not just any contest where every hour we have a winner. We're not doing that. We're not doing the fifth call or anything. This is, you know, we're serious. We're serious to the point where we are offering a $20,000 cash money. First prize to anyone who has on their rooftop, on the roof of their home, the name Phil Hendry, and it is photographed by the Google satellite, so that when you zoom in using your Google,
It's called Google.
I know that, but using your Google satellite maps option,
they zoom down and see it.
Yes, when you zoom in, there it is, Phil Hendry on the roof of the house. 20 G's, baby. Now, we will publish forthwith, or however you say that. I don't even know what forthwith means, but it sounds official. We will publish the rules regarding this contest, and there really is only one rule, and that is that it is an actual photograph taken from the Google satellite, or from the satellite. It's not some Photoshop shop jive. It's really my name there. And, of course, we retain the rights to the photograph. 20 grand, and we'll see. Who knows?
I'd do it.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people might do it. So there it is, and we'll see what happens. I don't know how often the Google satellite flies over. It might be something we want to research. We might want to research how current those photographs are. There's no time limit to this. All right. It's the first picture that we receive as the winner. Very first picture that we receive that we can verify is an actual photograph from outer space from a satellite that shows the name Phil Hendry on the roof of someone's house. They can claim ownership of that sign, that house. They have permission, blah, 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 you know. Because we're going to give the money to whoever owns the house. So don't even worry about it. I ain't giving it to some jackass who, you know, like you, bud, if you scale the top of someone's house.
That's what I was going to do. I was going to go on top of Robert's house, put a sign up there.
Yeah, you know, Tom, will you do that?
No, you can't do that, man. All right, so good luck. I don't know.
Good luck.
So there it is, our contest, and good luck getting a picture taken from outer space of the roof of your house. 20 grand? 20 grand is 20 grand. All right, the Phil Hendry Show, 877-877-877-Phil, 877-876-Phil. We have on the line tonight Lloyd Bonafide. He and his wife Gladys have started for a couple of years now, actually, the running of a youth center in Alhambra, California, and they've worked with kids in various areas, troubled youths, kids who need athletic outlets, kids that need some scholastic assistance. Lloyd is retired, owned a business in the Alhambra area for some 40 years in Southern California, and there are so many people like him across the country. I know you guys are out there, and you're the unsung heroes, and tonight maybe we'll sing your praises a little bit. One of the things that he's doing is working with kids to understand the political process, to understand government, to understand the country. Did you see the article today? What is it, 13 to 20% of American kids understand American history? That's a disgrace. This is the greatest country in the history of the world. And those young people are citizens of the greatest country in the history of the world, and they don't even know, 20% of them, that's it? not even 20% know the history of this country with any facility at all. I think one of the questions they asked was, what did the canals do? Now, that's a, what was, when you put canals in, the canal system, what did it do? How did it improve the country? They couldn't get the answer right.
I don't know.
You're an idiot, okay? I know you're an idiot. What do you think, Robert?
Help trade.
Help trade between the states. All right, our number 877-876-PHIL, and let's get Lloyd on the line here from Alhambra. I got Lloyd. I know you're at home tonight, Lloyd. How are you doing?
Yeah, Bill, we're doing very well.
And I know that you watched the debates last night.
Well, it was part of the... it was part of us working with many of the young people you just mentioned in the San Gabriel Valley. But I want to say at this time, you're absolutely right. And if I could reach out and shake hands with every senior out there who is working with the young, who is retired but is still giving of his or her time to help our young people, I would love to reach out and shake every one of your hands tonight because it's great work.
And I think it's particularly good when seniors do it, you know.
Absolutely, because the seniors have an impression of seniors that we don't care about young people, that we are retired and so forth. And I heard you mention last night that a lot of the school bond issues are defeated by selfish seniors, which may be the case. I don't know, but...
But I know you're doing great work along with your wife, Gladys, and you have with the Youth Center. And particularly, you heard what I said about history.
Yes, well, that was shocking to me. And I saw the same statistic that young people in this country don't know anything about American history. It's a disgrace. So last night, as you know, were the Republican debates.
Now, did you have any kind of an event for the kids?
Not last night. I did ask a lot of the young people that are in our are getting scholastic and academic assistance if they would watch the debates and learn something about the process of selecting a candidate, don't you know, for the presidency.
Okay.
And I asked the kids to keep that in mind. I was at home watching the debates, though, with our own young person, my grandson, Joshua.
Okay, so you were watching the debates, and the leading contenders for the 2012 Republican presidential nomination appeared together on stage for the first time. That was last night in Goffstown, New Hampshire. They used the debate to train their fire on President Obama. Given opportunities to critique one another's stances, the seven competitors repeatedly deflected the questions.
Pretty much, Tim Pawlenty was asked about his description of the new national health care law as Obamacare. And I thought that was interesting, but he wouldn't answer the question.
So you said you were watching with your grandson?
I was watching with my grandson, Joshua.
How old is he?
Well, this is the end. Josh was only 5 years old, but let me explain something. I'm a Korean War veteran. I fought for this country in the United States Navy between in 1950-1952 in the Korean conflict. And I am a fervent believer, I don't care how old a young person is, that they educate themselves to the process of democracy that we hold so very dear.
And but your grandson's a five-year-old?
My grandson is a five-year-old. I understand that. But there is no reason why a five-year-old boy can't sit next to his grandfather, and the kids call us Papa and Nana. They sit next to his papa and watch the debate. And it was a troubling thing to see the child continually, you know, getting off the couch.
Well, a little five-year-old is going to be... a little five-year-old, I guess, Lloyd, is going to be a little bit more restless.
Well, there's no question about that, but the five-year-old is also going to do what he's told, and I told him to sit there and to watch with Papa the debate, and he said, he was trying to get down. I said, what do you want? And he said he wanted to get a cookie or a cracker, I don't know what they call these cookies they have now.
Well, what was it?
it looked like a candy bar, and that's why I batted it out of his hand. But it was a cookie, but it looked like a candy bar.
Well, they've got these cookies now that are covered with chocolate. I see what you're saying, though, you know.
Yeah, I slapped it out of his hand, and I told him to go back, and he came back with a cookie. I sat him down, and he was once again restless. Now, here is the reason why I'm talking with you today, Phil. Our young people, and listen to me, because I'm a Korean War veteran. Our young people don't even know the capital of this country. Some of these young people are so badly educated. They don't know the names of the presidents. They don't know, if you showed them a map of the world, they wouldn't know where the country is.
I understand.
And that, for me and for thousands of other veterans, we fought for this country. And we have a generation of utter imbeciles. And I say that with the greatest of respect and love for my grandson. But I said to him to stop moving.
But can I just interrupt you here for a minute? 5 years old is 5 years old.
No, you're going back on that, Phil. I understand that.
5 years old is 5 years old. A little five-year-old boy is going to be restless.
Right, but at some point he's going to sit still and shut his... to just shut his mouth. And so that's when, I told your producer, we've had the police to this house at least seven or eight times while we've had the grandkids, and not once have they ever arrested me or anything.
And well, what happened?
I took his, my grandson Joshua's head, and if you... did you ever see Clockwork Orange? You saw how they opened, they pried the eyes open.
And you did this to a five-year-old.
Whoa, hold it, Mr. Henry. It's not that horrible a thing. I told him to sit still, and I opened the eyelids and kept them open and said, you stare, look at it, look at it. And I told
you realize that sounds crazy.
Well, my daughter called the police. And that was the most humiliating thing for me, because the police officer came to the door. I explained to him that nothing I wasn't arrested. There was nothing happened.
So the police officer was called by your daughter?
Yes, because she came around the corner and she saw me laughing, prying the eyelids open on my grandson. And the reason why I was laughing is he looked funny. He looked a little amusing to me. Bottom line, let's get to the bottom line.
You had the cops come to the house, man. That's the bottom line for me.
No, that's not the bottom line. The bottom line is we have young people in our country that don't know history. They don't know political science. They don't know anything. If their lives depended on their knowledge of American history, they wouldn't live to see another sunrise. And that's my hand to God on that.
Lloyd, hang on, because I want to talk a little more. This is a disturbing thing, because I know the police have been to your home before, and I know that you are you're not a violent man.
No, not with my family, I'm not.
All right, hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL. Lloyd Bonafide, a Korean War veteran who sat watching the debates with his five-year-old son last night, and as his five-year-old grandson, and as his grandson got more and more restless, he pried the kid's eyelids open with his thumb and his finger, and made the kid keep watching the debates because he felt that it was the right thing for the kid to do. He's a Korean War veteran. And the police were called. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. We do have a country of kids that don't know anything about American history or the political process of this country. But just how crazy are we going to get? Even if you are a Korean War veteran, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline. hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Of course I admire veterans.
Well, then what is the issue here is, as a Korean War veteran...
I know you're a veteran. I understand you're a veteran. What I don't understand is... that when you work with young people, and I know you work with young people, and by the way, folks, welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. What I have, who I have with me here, Lloyd Bonafide, he and his wife Gladys, operating a youth center in Alhambra. And I get that you and your wife both do this work, but when you're talking about a five-year-old grandchild,
yes,
and you're talking about a certain level of awareness, a certain level of, you know...
Are you a grandfather, Mr. Henry?
No, sir, I'm not. But, you know, I understand kids enough, you know.
No, but you're not a grandfather, so you don't know what it is to babysit, you know. See, I love it. I love it so dearly. Here's what I love. I love this so much, I love this so much, I'd ride this, you know, and I just, I shouldn't say, oh, don't worry. When I said that, though, I thrust my pelvis, and the reason why I did that is because right here, you people love to talk about how to treat kids, but you don't have any.
And I have had children, and I've seen them grow up. I've never been a grandfather.
And you've never been an elderly person who has been asked to babysit a five-year-old that my daughter asks me to do all the time, and we do that.
You've had the police to your home. A number of times. I know not all of it has to do with your grandson, but you've been, you've been involved in some, I guess, teaching exercises.
Well, you know, I don't want to get into that. It prejudices me, and it's not fair. What I'm saying is, and boy, I feel it's almost wrong that you brought that up, sir.
Well, you brought up the fact the cops have been to your house 7 or 8 times.
Yes, and I've never been arrested.
No, but you're very aggressive and unusual in your methods of teaching your kids things. You've got a five-year-old grandson there who was not watching the debate.
He was squirming, and he was restless, and he was acting up. And I said to him, will you stop, Joshua? Papa wants you to watch with him.
All right. You still feel that you should have a five-year-old watching the debates?
Yes, I felt I should have a five-year-old watching the debates because these kids, no one tells them what to do. So I told the child to sit still, and when he would not turn that down, will you please, Gladys? And so I said to him, I want you to sit there and to keep your mouth shut while you and Papa watch the debate. Now he kept crying, and he wanted to go get another of his cookie bar that his grandmother had made. She made these cookies that she put chocolate on them, and they looked like, I thought it was a candy bar, and it wasn't. He wanted to get another one. All it is sugar, and keeps him amped up like one of these guys I used to see in the sick bay on the ship. These guys that were Benzedrine addicts. And so, you know what I mean, Phil?
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, I said, you will sit there, and that's when I opened his eyes up with my thumb and my forefinger on both hands. I clamped his head between both hands while I had the eyeballs, but the eyes were open. And so what I was doing was, I was not hurting him. I held his head in my hands. I then opened the eyelids up using my thumbs and forefingers so that his eyeballs were bugging out of his head, and that's why I started laughing, by the way. And I said to him, look at it good. Now, that's in the police report, too, because my daughter heard that.
And that's when your daughter came around the corner.
That's when my daughter, who asked me and her mother to babysit the boy, now she's got opinions.
Well, what was she doing? Was she in the house?
No, she and the guy she married came home. At
the guy she married? Who is that? The Joshua's father?
Yes, Joshua's father.
So, your son-in-law?
He's the man that my daughter married.
All right.
They came home a few minutes before, and she came around the corner, and she saw me holding the kid's head. That's when she called the police, and that's what I feel was so wrong to do to a veteran, trying to teach children.
All right, I understand. And I still don't think that you dealt with that boy the best way you could. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, folks. We're talking here with Lloyd Bonafide. Do you think, even though he's a Korean War veteran, he did the right thing by forcing a five-year-old to watch the debates with him, even to the point where he held the child's eyes open? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Will be right back.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Lloyd Bonafide, a Korean War veteran, a man who you had a business in the San Gabriel Valley of Southern California. And I know that we're speaking to, as you mentioned, seniors all over the country. Is that a siren?
Yeah, well, she's got the television on it.
Okay. It's all right. And you're doing good work as a senior.
No, we represent thousands of senior citizens, millions of senior citizens all over this country, trying to straighten the lives of these kids out. And you may have questions about my grandson being 5 years old or whatever, but a lot of guys died so that, you know, a young kid like that would be able to, I guess, you know, enjoy freedom. And so when he wasn't watching the debates, I had to say to myself, I will not let, I've seen too many guys die so that child sits there and squirms around on a couch. And so I grabbed that child, I pinned him against me, holding his head, and opened his eyes up and forced his eyes open.
And forcing the child's, at the age of five, forcing his eyes open right away is going to be perceived as child abuse.
Hold on for a minute. Don't you dare say that. The police came and they left, and I had eye drops, which I applied liberally every, I would say, 10 or 15 seconds. I had just regular water eye drops, solution, just a solution for the eyes.
And so you had this child's head in your hands with his eyes forced open by your fingers, and you were putting eye drops in.
Yes. And I said, because I'd had it, he went into the kitchen from his nana, and he got a cookie. And I had said to him, go get your cookie, God. And I even took the Lord's name in vain, because I wanted him to watch this political process. And I said to him, Joshua, you go get a cookie. I love you. You know that Papa loves you, but you go get your cookie. And I swear to God, and I held myself back.
And what are you holding yourself back from?
What is the question, sir?
You're talking about a five-year-old child going to get a cookie.
I'm telling you, as a Korean War veteran,
All right, I understand. I'm sorry, Lloyd. I understand that you're a Korean War veteran, and you don't want to have the veterans disrespected, and you want the veterans to be respected, and that means the kids need to understand their American political science and history. But he's five. He's 5 years old.
I don't care how old. Yes, he's five. He's old enough to waddle around and get a cookie, isn't he? He's old enough to go and bother his grandmother, isn't he? He's old enough to bother people. He could bother me to the point of a stroke. You understand what I'm saying? My five-year-old grandson could bug me and bother me and keep on bugging and bothering me until I collapse from a stroke in our driveway.
Has that happened?
Has what happened?
Have you had a stroke?
No, I'm... Oh. God, you're almost as stupid as my grandson.
No. Lloyd, what you came on this program tonight to talk about was getting young people interested in the political process. I had no idea you had a five-year-old grandson who...
You knew I had a grandson.
Now, hold on. Yes, I knew you had a grandson. I had no idea that you had a five-year-old grandson who was going to have to sit and watch the Republican debates with you. Then you're going to pry his eyeballs open, drop solution in them, and you're going to have to talk to a cop.
Yes, because my daughter called the police. And
you were not arrested.
No, I wasn't arrested. here comes this L.A. sheriff, and they've been to my home 8 times, and I even said to this guy, you've been to my home 8 times, the L.A. County Sheriff.
Is that a badge of honor?
Sir, Mr. Henry, if you'll listen for a minute, instead of trying to be the smart, funny, smart, you know, trying to be a big ass, Mr. Smartass, and trying to be the big, funny ass.
I'm trying to listen to you.
All right. Then listen, instead of trying to be the big, you know, Mr. the laughing man. You know, they've got out in the desert Burning Man. You know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, every year they have, and I get together with a couple of, my wife and I get together with another couple, and we go to Burning Man, and we have an RV, and we go to the desert. Well, let me tell you, Laughing Man and Burning Man.
Whatever that means, sir.
Well, it means it's a short step from being a ha-ha-ha to a guy that's running down the street with no clothes on fire. And let me tell you, I knew some guys in World War II, and they saw the Japanese come out of those caves nude as the day they were born. Only one problem, they were lit up like a Christmas tree on New Year's Day. And I can tell you...
Can we stick to the point here? Let's get back to the point here.
My grandson.
Yeah, your grandson. Talking about the Japanese on fire and Laughing Boy and Burning Man.
You were making jokes... And
I don't think it's funny when a 5-year-old child is held against his will with his eyes pried open by his grandfather to watch a political debate on TV, no matter how important it may be. I understand that our young people are not very bright when it comes to American history. That's a tragedy. I understand that our young people are not very bright when it comes to political process. That's a tragedy that, unfortunately, they will find out eventually in their lives. I know it doesn't mean much now. So I'm with you on all of this.
All right.
But I don't understand how any of that is applicable to one so young. And if you'll just please, Mr. Bonafide, I understand that even at the age of 5, with all of that mobility and all of that energy and all of that intelligence, it seems like we can set our 5-year-olds down and they can comprehend these things.
Well, and why am I not allowed to try that, sir?
Well, I'm not even saying that you're not allowed to try it, but when you sit a kid down and you pry his eyes open with your fingers and your thumb...
Yes, that's right, and I didn't hurt him at all. And if you'd seen the film, the Clockwork Orange, in which...
Yeah, that was a torture process that was used in some futuristic society.
It was a process... Boy, you don't know anything about the history of the film business, do you? I went and saw that film. With Gladys, we were married, I don't know, a few years. It was about a violent punk, a dirty, filthy punk, and they made him into a decent young man by sticking his eyeballs. So get those eyes open and let's take a look at it. You know what I mean?
I saw the movie, sir.
You saw the... Well, then why am I talking about it?
I saw the movie, and here's what I saw. I saw the character played by Malcolm McDowell, who's a violent gang member, you're right. And so they decide that they're going to change his brain chemistry by brainwashing him. And
boy, you got to make this into War and Peace. God Almighty, just say.
I'm going to explain it the way I want to explain it.
All they did, they pried his eyes open. They pried the eyeball open. He looked at a bunch of Nazis, and that's the last time he ever raped a woman in her home. Oh boy, you keep out of it. I'm sorry, sir.
Well, you really have a problem.
No, I have a problem. Malcolm McDowell raped a woman in a home. And
not Malcolm McDowell.
I mean the punk that he played. And they took that punk, opened up his eyeballs, and said, take a look at that. And it was a Nazi shooting a guy and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and guess what happened? The kid wasn't violent no more.
In that film... The kid's violent instincts are brainwashed out of him so much that he's no longer able to defend himself, so that when he is set upon by a couple of police officers who want to abuse him and brutalize him, he can't defend himself. And when he's set on by the family of that woman that he raped, and they want to torture him, he can't defend himself.
Good. Good. That's what I say to that. Good.
And so you find that to be the very best way to educate someone. Pry open their eyelids, make them stare at it, and they are helpless in the face of this indoctrination.
I'm not brainwashing my grandson. I just wanted to... you know, I'm going to say something now. I don't mean this. I love that little boy so much. I just wanted that dirty, filthy little brat to look at it.
And it dirty, filthy little brat.
Don't make a big deal out of that. I call him that all the time.
And you do, huh?
Yes, I do, and don't make a big deal.
You got the cops coming over there 8-9 times, your daughter calling him. Here's a little boy that you're prying his eyes open.
He loves the hell out of his papa. Don't worry about that. But that lousy little punk.
What are you bawling about?
Bawling? I'm not bawling. I'm so angry that I'm crying because I don't have something to rip apart.
You sure you don't need a little bit of help, you know?
What's that crack supposed to mean?
Are you sure you don't need some kind of help?
Oh, I get it. So I need a mentalist.
I'm asking, do you need a little VA time?
No, I don't need any VA time. I'm telling you that when I sat that little boy down and pried his eyes open and I said, you look at that, because there are men who died, so you would look. I said, look at it. And he's 5 years old, and he's staring at it, and the eyeballs are bugged out. I start to laugh. That's when the cop came to the door, and they thought I was half mad because I was laughing hysterically. But I wasn't laughing at the fact that the kid was uncomfortable. I was laughing because his eyeballs were bugged out of his eyes. Oh, forget it.
Hey, you know, Mr. Bonafide, you're your own worst enemy. Yes, you are. You think you're doing well. Anybody that tells you no, here's a better way, you think there's some kind of a commie.
No, not a commie. Give me that. No, not a commie. A man, you have never been a Korean veteran? Had you been?
No.
All right. And a grandfather. Hang it up.
Mr. Bonafide, I thank you for being on our show.
Sure you do. When I hang up, you're going to laugh yourself until you urinate. Hang it up. I don't give a sweet. Hang it up.
Who are you talking to?
My grandson.
Well, why don't you hang it up, okay?
No, I want him to hang it. Hang it up. Papa says to hang it up. You don't want to. Did you hear that? You heard it. Everyone's a witness. He said, I don't want to.
Yeah?
That's a 5-year-old. Hang that phone up. This is your papa talking to you. I'm older than you. I went to Korea. I can just hang it up. Up your... up mine.
That's what I heard him say.
The kid, the 5-year-old, told me to stick it way up there. All right, give me the phone. I'll hang it up. There. I'm going to hang it up. Yeah, it's pissing him off now because he thought it was going to get hung up.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Well, is that the end of the...
So that's how that goes. Thanks so very much to our producer, Bud Dickman, for booking that.
Well, that thought was pretty interesting before he started to pry the kid's eyeball open.
Yeah. That guy's obviously got other issues besides whether there are young people in our society that understand things, you know.
Well, why'd that kid cry at the end?
Because I guess the kid didn't want the phone to get hung up. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. Still to come, Art Griego is going to discuss how the economy is affecting the wedding industry. He's a wedding photographer, and that's coming up here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and some other news and information for you as well.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show. And if you're if you want to talk to me, Art, about, or excuse me, Lloyd, about the education of kids.
Who's Art?
That's my next guest. I apologize. I misspoke.
You've already got me out of the building. I've got a grandson here. Get off of that. Get off my leg, will you? I've got a grandson here. Did you get him? Hold on, Phil.
Well, I can move on, okay?
Hold on, will you? Just please. Get him off of me, will you? Get it off me. My grandson's hanging on to my leg. Papa doesn't want you hanging on. What I said was this. I said that I tried to educate my grandson by making him sit down and get him off me, will you?
What is he doing?
He's hanging on my leg. You think that's funny, huh?
Yeah.
What is with this kid? I don't understand.
And you ask why the cops have been here 8 times, huh? I'm telling you right now, that kid's the bad seed. You think that this Casey Anthony's got problems? Get him off me. Get away from me. The point that I'm making here...
Do you understand that we started out talking about how we should educate our kids as to American history?
Yes.
And now what we have here is a kid that's the bad seed...
Turn it down. I'll come over there and I'll beat him. I'll beat him with my fists, with my closed fists. I will. There you go. Yeah, that did it, didn't it, huh? Yeah, I wouldn't dare. Now the kid's taunting me. See, this is... Do you feel any differently now, Mr. Henry?
I think if the kid is taunting you and doing things like that, and you think there's a problem with this child, the kid needs to go to a behaviorist. The last thing he needs is you prying his eyeballs open, staring at some TV show.
We were watching the debate. I wanted it to be a nice moment for me and my grandson. I love him very much, and he loves me. But no, he's got to go get a cookie, and then he comes back and he opens, you know, he's opening drawers, and then he, you know, and I understand he's a little boy, but he's making, you know, breaking wind on purpose. And
a five-year-old doesn't do any of that thing, any of that stuff on purpose. A five-year-old is a five-year-old.
Is that right? Well, you just saw where he... Come here for a minute. Papa wants you to watch the debates with him. Why didn't you? Up mine. You heard that, huh?
No, I didn't.
Well, he just told me up yours.
I did not hear that.
Well, is that supposed to mean what? Is that supposed to mean it didn't happen? Come here for a minute. Ow!
What did he do?
You little... He bit me. I'm telling you right now, Henry... You saw that movie, The Bad Seed?
You got a bigger problem here, man, than teaching children about the political process.
All he needs is discipline.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
That kid is going to... I swear to God, I'm going to be asleep someday, and he's going to set fire to my bed. Oh, don't... Oh, come on me, Gladys. You know what that kid's capable of. I know what he's capable of. His mother knows what he's capable of. And the police, the L.A. County Sheriff, know what he's capable of. He just hasn't done it yet. Yeah, that felt good.
Hey, Lloyd, pay attention to me for just a second.
Yes, sir.
It sounds to me like a situation there in your home that you do not have control over. Now, hold on. Before you make any comment at all, I want to just say this. It sounds like a situation in your home, if you could turn that down.
Turn it down, will you? Get the kid to turn it down! I'll kill it! I'll kill the kid! Now he ran down. He loves it. Here's another thing, and this pisses me off. His mother lets him do it. He runs around here nude, all right? Before he takes his bath, he runs around nude. Now, he runs around nude, and he runs around nude, and he waits to see if we have any people coming over. Then when he sees we have guests, then he especially runs around nude. Now, sooner or later, he's hoping the cops will show up while he's nude. And you know what that means?
I understand.
You know what that means for me?
I understand, sir. 877-876-PHIL.
Hold on. Get some clothes on him, will you? I don't care what you want. Get your clothes on.
Is the kid...
His mother. Patsy, put some clothes on that brat before I pick him up, and I swear to God, I'll kick him like a football. I'll kick him like a football. I will. And you know I mean that.
No, you're not going to do that, Lloyd.
I won't? Oh, really? And who are you?
I'm Phil Henry. You're not going to do that. 877-876-PHIL. Let me go over to a phone call we have here. Wayne in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Wayne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
My opinion, I think he's just enough but abuse, in my opinion.
No, sir. I didn't do anything to that child that he hasn't been begging for.
You bull, okay? My father's a veteran. My father served in the Air Force and is a veteran. My father never, ever treated me. He does anything. You're his grandfather. You should be treating this kid with more respect than what you're doing to him.
That's what I did do. All I did was pry his... I pried his eyeballs off his eyes open.
That's
abuse. That's not abuse. And what about what he did to me?
And pours his eyes open. That is
right.
Abuse, kid.
Right.
No, it's not. I put eye drops in.
Yes, it is. I work with child protective agencies and stuff like that. That
is I put eye drops in. I put eye drops in his eyeballs, and I laughed.
Eye drops. That's just like taking a child and saying, I'm going to smack you on the behind. Oh, I'm going to baby it now. I'm okay. That's bull crap. You are
all I did.
And you're supposed to be showing your grandson with respect, not abusing him.
Phil and...
to respect me. Respect me more than he has.